Okay, there we go. What is up, everyone? This is Sage with the Sage the Rage podcast, episode number 4. Already on number 4. We've been doing this for a month. And I'm super excited, guys, about today's episode because I got my best friend and real estate coach and just mentor and good friend, Dan, the man with the plan. What's going on, dude?
There's never a plan. We just go for it.
Right, man? Just jump in with both feet, for sure, dude. So tell us what's going on, man. I feel like even though we work right next to each other, we don't talk much anymore.
Yeah, look, this year is just all about redemption for 2019. 2019 for me, business-wise and personal-wise, was kind of rough, so I put a lot of time into business and didn't get a lot out of it. That pisses me off more than most people can ever imagine. So 2020 is the year of redemption for my business, my relationships, try to get some free time back into my life to do the shit that I really want to do, which is lift weights, make money, and jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, right, dude. Me too, man. I tried to get back to that point for sure, for sure. So I've seen you in here, man, every day. I mean, you're in here always every day, so it's funny to say that you haven't been turning it on, but ever since I met you, Dan's yet to take a day off since I met him, which was, God, over a year ago now. So what day are you on going on?
I think today was 604 of no days off for 600 days consecutive, not taking a day off from the gym. So whatever that means. I don't work out hard anyway.
So yeah, 600 days straight at the gym, but he's not working hard. So this year, man, I'm glad you decided to get focused.
Year I decided to start working hard.
Yeah, man. I'm glad, dude. I'm glad you started to finally put out. So what are you doing differently? What's your game plan? Just more time on the phone or?
You know, there's I can preach and I can do podcasts and I can do my own Facebook lives and tell other people everything that they need to do. And at the end of the day, you still got to look at yourself and say, okay, am I really living up to my own expectations? And for this last year, I'll be honest with you, last 2 years, really, my answer is no. I know what I'm capable of and I know what I can do better. And I know what I need to do to push the ball forward. And the truth is I haven't been doing it to the highest level that I can possible. And I've got all these excuses. I got all these reasons why I haven't been doing what I need to be doing. And I'd say in the last, what are we, in January of 2020 now, I'd say in the last 3 to 4 months, I've really have focused back down. And what does that mean? It means that I'm going back to doing the shit that really put me ahead of the game. And to make it really easy and really simple for people to understand, there is nothing more effective in this business to start generating money, and we're talking about the real estate business, than cold calls. And they fucking suck, and they're miserable, and you sit there hour after hour, your back starts to hurt from sitting in a seat for so long, your mind goes numb from saying the same things over and over and over again. And really, people have seen me on the phone, and I've been doing it consistently, but my head really hasn't been in the game. And that's what makes all the difference in the world between somebody who's successful at cold calling and somebody who's just going through the motions. And as much as I hate to say it, I've just been going through the motions for last year, just making dials, pretending that I'm sitting in the seat, getting shit done when I'm really not. I knew I wasn't really doing it, but I used the excuse of, oh, well, look, I'm putting in the dials, but that doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't matter unless you're moving the ball forward. I wasn't moving the ball forward because I was daydreaming, drifting on social media during my calls, not paying attention, not really putting in 100% effort, and I'm fucking myself and I'm fucking the people who've taken the time to answer the phone because I'm not giving them 100%. So what's changed? We're going 100%. That's what's changing.
Well, I got you, man. I've definitely noticed that you've picked up the pace lately and being on the phone. And, you know, guys, like he said, man, cold calling sucks. You know, like, I'm someone that, you know, I've jumped out of airplanes. I've cage fought. I've been shot at. And, like, I remember the first time working with Dan. Like, I was terrified to freaking call people. I know Dan could see me over there. I'm, like, shaking right before I hit the dial button. You know, I'm so nervous to talk to strangers and be told to fuck off, even though when I was a cop, I was getting told to fuck off all the time. So, I mean, I totally get what you're saying, man. It's hard to keep that pace, and consistently is the big thing. You know, it's easy to start out like fast and strong for a couple months, and then, you know, you die off, you make some money, and then you're just, you know, kind of, oh, I'm out of money, I'm gonna hit it hard again. What keeps you going once you've already been successful? You know, once you're already selling 20, 30 homes a year, what makes you want to push that next step?
Yeah, I mean, if you started out and came from where I came from, which was basically having no money and working a shit job where you're making barely 20 bucks an hour as a 30-something-year-old person, you're not very excited with yourself. So, what keeps me motivated, once you sell 20 to 30 homes a year and you're making $250,000 selling $250,000 because you're selling between 30, 40 homes a year, somewhere in there. You really don't need more money than that to live a very decent and basic lifestyle. Like, it doesn't matter if you get $8,000 or $10,000 more 1 month. It's not going to change your life a whole lot. And that's where a lot of people start to get complacent for a good reason. A lot of people are very, very, very happy making 150 grand a year. And that's a good amount of money, especially here in Reno, where the housing prices are getting really high, but they're not through the fucking roof yet like they would be in the Bay Area, where it's $1 million to buy a piece of shit home. So what keeps me going every day is I've got this potential that I know I have within me. Or maybe I think I have this potential because I haven't fucking hit it yet. And it drives me fucking crazy to see people who I think are probably smarter than me. In fact, I know that they are smarter than me, but I feel like I can make it up by outworking people. And I just want to see every single day, what is my potential? What am I capable of? I mean, seriously, guys, I was working a fucking minimum wage job 7 years ago at the golf course. I'm 38 now. So at 31 years old, I'm, you know, getting golf balls out of this shitty pond because we got these golf balls that float and people would hit them in the water. And I'd have to go into this pond with all this algae and fucking frogs and fucking snakes and shit. And I'm like halfway standing in this water getting golf balls out for $8 an hour. And one day I said, fuck that. And now that I'm in this real estate game, I'm like, all right, I'm not the smartest person out there. I'm definitely not the most social person out there, if anyone can tell. I'm not like Mr. Bright and happy and fuzzy. I'm not the most capable on social media. I don't have these computer skills. I don't have shit. I'm like, what do I have? Well, I can outwork you. I am willing to suffer, and I'm willing to do a bigger pile of the shit work that other people aren't willing to do. And so what keeps me going is I want to see how far someone with absolutely no skills, no social skills, doesn't know any people, how far somebody can get in the real estate game. And I think I can get really, really fucking far in it. Maybe I can't. I don't know. But I'm going to fucking find out. And that's how I'm going to go about it. I'm just going to start putting in the work and see how far it takes me.
I gotcha, man. That's that's awesome to hear, because that honestly motivated me really when I was getting into real estate, because, you know, I'm not the smartest dude. I don't have computer skills. I'm a lot better socially now. I definitely think when I quit being a cop, I was a lot more socially awkward around people. But, you know, meeting a guy like you, I was like, oh, fuck, man. You know, like, this dude's making it. I could tell he's, you know, you're a hustler, you're a grinder, you know, you're a get-after-it type personality. We always joke, we call him the David Goggins of real estate. That's kind of like the running joke going around about Dan about at the gym and stuff. But, you know, dude, I definitely say, you know, that drive that motivates me, someone like me, I probably would have stuck, you know, working a job, but, you know, to see you, you know, like you said, you know, somebody with not the best social skills, not the best computer skills, you know, like, but still be as successful you are, you know, run one of the number one teams in all of Reno and just be in the business for, you know, 7 years. It just, Dan's really opened up my mind to what's possible, and it's really cool. So he also has his own podcast. Make sure you guys check it out. It's the Get Your Ass to Work podcast by Daniel Puz. And, I know you gotta take off, man. But what is some of the biggest discouragements you've had in real estate, and how'd you overcome those?
Wow, biggest discouragements. The hardest thing to overcome in real estate for me, and I don't know how it is for other people, but the hardest thing for me to overcome was the fact that people are telling you what to do, and you're going out there and you're doing the work day in and day out, and you're not seeing results. And people keep saying, oh, just keep doing what you're doing, just keep going, and you don't see the results. And for me, I'm one of those people who's like, okay, I'm willing to jump into the shitstorm, and I'm willing to do it every day, but I also want to see something happen because of it. And so it's that piece of having faith that what you're doing is the right thing, and that piece of having patience that you're doing the right activities, but you're going to have to wait to see the results. That part pisses me off. I'm not a patient person. I don't like doing things where I can't see an immediate result. Like, I love going to the gym because I can immediately get a result. You work out, you get tired, you get stronger, you come back next week, you're a little bit more flexible, you're a little bit faster, you can last a little bit longer, you can lift a little bit more weight. Real estate, you can do that shit for 6 months and not see a goddamn fucking thing. And you feel like you're just swimming through, you know, a sea full of lies and bullshit, and you've got fucking goggles on and you're just swimming around, you fucking aren't getting anywhere, and then eventually something happens. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that was luck. I mean, like, it takes a while, even after you start to see results, to start to feel the confidence that you're still doing the right things day in and day out, until one day, you know, you pull your head out of the water and you look up and you're like, holy shit, like, I just swam a long fucking way. Basically, you've got money coming in, you've got deals coming in, you've got people calling you saying, yeah, we're ready to list our home that you fucking forgot about. and you're starting to be able to breathe in the business. So it's really like having a lot of trust and a lot of faith in the people that you work with or people who are advising you that what you're doing is the right thing. And if you're putting in the work and you're really hustling, you're really going after it hard, and you're not patient like I am, probably the biggest discouragement is not seeing the results that you want to see. And so that was when I was starting out. But even today, getting on the social media and putting out constant posts on social media and doing a Facebook Live every day. So personally, where I'm going with in my business right now in real estate is I'm trying to make a shift from being 100% outbound, where I have to be on the phone making calls every single fucking day or business doesn't come in, to the point where people are calling me. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have to do shit for people to call me. I have to do a whole bunch of social media marketing and sending out these emails and writing offers and contacting people in a different way, but trying to make it so that it's more of a marketing-based approach where people see what you're doing and they call you, as opposed to having to call every single person to force them into an appointment so that you can share with them what you do and how you can help them. And so the biggest discouragement at this point is I'm back at that 6 month mark. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a Facebook Live every single fucking day for 6 months. I've been doing this podcast. I wrote a book. I've done all this shit. And I'm telling my real estate coach, I'm like, dude, I'm not seeing the results, man. You know, and you start to doubt yourself. You start to think, okay, well, maybe I'm not, you know, good looking enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe people don't like my voice. Maybe my content sucks. And you come up with all this shit and all these fucking reasons why it's not going to work. And then you start to believe them. And then your demeanor goes down. And then you can even see in your own posts, you're like, fuck, I'm not enthusiastic about this shit anymore. It's not working. It's not bringing in money. And then around the corner somewhere is supposed to be a fucking rainbow, but I haven't seen it yet. So, you know, it's ongoing and it's a struggle forever. Like, I don't think this shit is ever going to go away. Being an entrepreneur, being in business is always going to be fucking hard. It's always going to suck. It's just the suck is going to change. You know, the suck has changed now from, you know, what I'm doing doesn't get me the results that I used to get while I was on the phone, but you have to transition there. You know, you have to leave good to get to great. And in the middle is going to be a big fucking sea of suck. And you got to swim through it. So, I mean, those are the challenges that I face now. That's what I'm going through as of today. And at the end of the day, I enjoy all of it. It all sucks, but I enjoy all of it because I'm fucking learning more now at age 38 about life and about business than I ever learned in 6 years of college, or 7 years, because it took me 7 years to get a four-year degree because I sucked at school.
Oh, man, dude, I love that. I love that. To get the good from great, you got to go through the sea of suck, man. That's cool. I'm putting that down, man. On Dan Quotes. I got a whole folder of fucking shit Dan says, man. So.
Yeah. You know, what do they say? Ships weren't made to stay in harbor. They're meant to sail or whatever.
Yeah, they're meant to sail the seas, yeah.
Yeah, well, to get to that fucking golden island you've been dreaming of, fucking, you got to go through some rough waters. It's the same fucking thing, man.
Yeah.
It never stops.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It really doesn't. You know, it's just like, you know, the higher you climb, the taller it goes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the harder you fall.
Yeah.
You know, the bigger, some people don't want to climb that high because they, you know, they have the fear of falling all the way down. And at this point, you know, I definitely used to have that. At this point, I'm ready to just go splat, you know, fuck it.
Right.
I'll go back to sleeping on a mattress and eating top ramen. Like, I'm really not even fucking worried about it anymore.
Right, yeah. You're just fucking pinpoint focus, man. Just
yeah,
on that fucking,
that's it.
Yeah, right on. So I got to ask you, do you ever get nervous getting on the phone? I mean, let me ask you this first. How many phone calls do you think you've made, cold calls you've made in 7 years?
Oh, it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands cold calls.
Yeah. I actually looked at it once on a dialing system that I use that's kept track of all my progress, and it couldn't actually calculate all the amount of cold calls that I've made because it's been too many, but it was well into hundreds of thousands of cold calls. So typically, I think last week I tracked how many cold calls I made. It was somewhere around 3,000. That was just last week.
Okay, so there you go, and that's been going on for, you know, 7 years pretty much. So do you ever get nervous still picking up the phone? Do you ever want to hang up on yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's that stage fright that never goes away, because you're on stage, the spotlight's on you, it's performance time, you know, people in the office are listening. Even if nobody's here, do I worry about what someone else is going to say? Yeah. But is that as bad as it used to be? And the answer is absolutely not. So I don't get very nervous anymore making a cold call, but you still get nerves, especially when it's the first couple calls of the day. It's early in the morning and you're like, oh, fuck, am I calling too early? Am I doing this? All these thoughts just run through your head. I wouldn't say that I've ever, like, gotten completely 100% unnervous. I've just gotten better at not listening to anything that my mind tells me. So I just go right through the shit. You know, you go right through your own excuses, right through all your own bullshit, and you pick up the phone, you just make the dial, and don't worry about the outcome. Just worry, you know, worry about the action itself, which is making that dial and doing what your mind is telling you not to do and doing it at a high level. That helps me get through it all the time. So yeah, no doubt about it. Making a cold call, knocking a door, I never get 100% unnervous. I get probably 90% unnervous, where there's several calls that I'm never nervous about, but there's nerves that creep in from time to time.
Yeah, man, that's cool to hear from you too. Because, you know, being honest, I still get nervous getting on the phone too, and I'm like, man, does this ever go away? And guys, for all you guys listening out there that, you know, are entrepreneurs or that do cold calls, I mean, you got the pro, the master cold caller here, hundreds of thousands, and you still will get nervous, you know, on the first couple calls. And you got a guy that's, you know, done cage fighting and was a cop, and I still get nervous, guys. So, you know, just being nervous is not an excuse. Just get on the fucking phone. You know, Dan's 100% right, and I do it all the time. I talk myself out getting on the phone. Oh, it's too early. Oh, they already been called. Oh, this. Oh, that. You know, whatever excuse my mind can come up with. You know, but, you know, he's 100%, you know, right. Just fucking ignore all those thoughts. Just get on the phone and start producing.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never be successful if you listen to yourself, unfortunately. I mean, you're usually the biggest, you know, you're usually your biggest critic. The phone calls are never as bad as they usually never as bad as you think they're going to be in your own mind. People are never as upset with you as you think that they're going to be. You know, we have a culture here in America of, like, you know, treading very lightly, don't offend anybody, don't piss anyone off, salespeople are pieces of shit, lawyers are shit, you know, doctors are almost not shit, but they're turning to shit. You know, so any salesperson ever who's doing any sort of sales work is basically a piece of shit. And if you cold call, you're like the lowest of the low. And so having that mindset for many people in America, it makes it really hard to be in a sales position because you're trained from an early age to hang up on cold callers. Don't answer the door if people are knocking on it to sell you a vacuum cleaner. I mean, you know, that shit's pretty fucking annoying for most Americans. We're just not open to that type of sales. And we haven't been as a culture, I think, for a really long fucking time. So getting on the phone, you feel like you're doing something wrong. Like, you feel like you're doing something. I've seen people shake. I've seen people cry while, you know, working for me. I've seen people break down. I've had people quit after their first hour and just say, I can't fucking do this. Walk out the door. 'Cause they literally feel like they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. And they're nervous about it because they're worried about getting yelled at. They're worried about saying something wrong. They're worried about everything except for providing help and service to the person that they're calling. And so the moment that you start worrying about what is going to happen wrong instead of being of service to somebody when you give them a call, you're going to have a rough day. So be in that mindset of providing service and your calls are going to go a lot easier. They won't go perfect, but they'll go a lot better.
I like that, man. I like that. I'm gonna put that away in Dan quotes too. That's always keep in mind when you're calling somebody that you're providing service, because, I mean, I gain that mindset too, like, hey, I'm annoying people, you know? So I like looking at that. It's a good perspective, like, because we are providing a service. I mean, half these people we call, you know, need to sell their home. A lot of people we deal with, you know, are losing their home to the bank, you know, and we reach out to them. And, you know, they do need our help, whether they want it or not. They do need a full-time agent that knows what they're doing, that's, you know, takes their job seriously. So, you know, if you guys are in that field or whatever it is, just, you know, I think that's a really good way to look at it. You know, from a young entrepreneur talking to one that's been in the game for a while, you know, that's something I'm gonna store away to help me. So Dan, you know, I was on this other podcast with these, two dudes, they know you. And, Dan didn't know who they were. And I was like, yeah, man, these guys following you and they know what you're doing on social media. And, you know, they knew about your no days off and everything. So, but they did something in their podcast I thought was really cool, and they said, you know, hey, you know, in all your experience, you're 26 years, and I'm 26, so Dan, you're 38, right? In your 38 years of experience, man, like, what would you say to somebody that's just starting off in the business world?
And they want to be in business?
They want to be in business, yeah.
Man, however hard you think it's going to be, however much work you think you're going to have to do, times it by 10 and then work 100x to try to get to that 10x that you know it's going to be, because that's how hard it is. I mean, if I was giving Dan his first day in real estate advice from the place that I'm at now, when I came in, I already came in with that mindset of, okay, however many people I think I need to talk to, I need to like times it by 10, or like however much time everyone's saying I probably have to put into it, I need to probably times it by 10. The reason why I thought that is because I read the 10X rule by Grant Cardone. But had I not read that book, holy shit, I would have had like a way smaller mindset than it already was. And it was still really, really small about how hard it was going to be to get started in business and in real estate. So if I were giving myself advice, you know, I'd be like, okay, you know, I was like starting out, I'm like, you need to knock 100 doors a day. And so that's what I did for a long time. And it took me, I got it down pretty well where I was knocking 100 doors in about 2.5 hours. And so once I got to that 100 doors, I was like, all right, man, I did way more than most people do. And I wasn't seeing the results. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe I need to increase the doors. Well, yeah, you needed to increase the fucking doors. You're only fucking knocking doors for 2.5 hours a day. What the fuck was I doing with the rest of the, you know, the 18 hours that day I could have been working and sleeping 6 hours? I mean, what was I doing? I was doing all the stupid shit that does not produce income in real estate. working on my website and learning, you know, about paperwork and contracts and going to classes that didn't fucking matter and doing all this shit in real estate and in business that really wasn't important. So when you're just getting started, you're just starting to move the ball and you're just getting rolling, the only things that really fucking matter are what is gonna produce income. What are the income producing activities? And had I known better when I was starting my first year in real estate, I would not have knocked doors 2.5 hours a day and stopped at 100 doors a day. And mind you, when I told people I knocked 100 doors a day, 5 days a week, they were like, whoa, fuck, man, you're getting after it. You're really getting out there. And I thought that I was because I had more experienced people, at least from my point of view, they were more experienced, telling me that I was doing, you know, this crazy amount of doors. Like, wow, man, 100 a day, that's really fucking good. I should have been doing, you know, 600, 700, 800 doors a day, really, because it should have been at least 10 times the amount of doors that I was doing. I should have been knocking way more fucking doors. I should have been spending all fucking day from sun up to sundown out knocking doors, and I would have got to where I needed to go a lot faster. So thank God that I had read the 10X rule and I started knocking what I thought was a lot of doors, but not even that was enough. However many hours you guys think you're going to have to put in, however hard you think it's going to be, I mean, just times it by 10 and just go after it with everything you got all day long and only work on the income producing activities until you get some revenue behind you. And if had I known that, it would have been a much easier time getting started, would have been a hell of a lot more work, which I was willing to do anyway, but it would have been much easier to get the ball rolling had I been behind that ball pushing it, you know, 10 hours a day instead of pushing it 2.5 hours a day and then sitting there working on bullshit strategy on how I was going to push the ball for the other 8 hours a day, which didn't amount to shit.
Ooh,
I mean, that's just the truth of it.
Yeah, that is. That is. That's funny, man. I'm already going down that same rabbit hole, you know, not doing the income producing activities, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna grow it this way, I'm gonna grow it that way, and you know, it's so true. Just fucking, you know, just push the rock. Don't figure out how to push the rock. Just fucking push it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, there's a place for strategy, and there's a place for, you know, sharpening your axe and getting better. But look, man, you don't sharpen your axe for fucking 8 hours a day to, you know, chop trees for a half hour. You know, it's the other way around. You know, you fucking chop trees for 8 hours a day and you work an hour on your axe getting it sharp. You know, it's right. The same thing, you know, and in a way, you know, doing the work sharpens your axe. You know, so you're getting sharper as you're out there in the field putting in the work. But then you're going to take some time to refine whatever you're doing. It's the same thing. Like, you can spend all fucking day designing something and never actually, you know, start cutting the metal and fucking welding and doing all this shit, but I'm going to draw it out on paper and I don't like this design, I don't like that. And it's the same thing with real estate. People like spend hour after hour trying to figure out all these hacks and shortcuts and how they're going to do it, but they don't actually build anything and get to fucking work. When the truth is, you need to be getting to fucking work and then spending just a little bit of time, you know. And when I say a little bit of time, you know, hour a day, hour and a half a day, learning something new and then implementing and doing the fucking work and grinding your balls off until you get to where you need to go.
Well, awesome, man. I love it. I love it, dude. It's always great talking to you, man. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. I'm sure this won't be our last one, dude, since we work literally right next to each other. So, you know, guys, make sure to check out Dan's podcast. He's the whole reason I'm in real estate, and the dude is a very motivational guy, an awesome guy to follow. So it's the Get Your Ass to Work podcast, and you're on everywhere, right? You're on Apple and iTunes, and you're on everything.
Yeah, you can find it on iTunes pretty much is the easiest place to go find it at, Spreaker, cool. Wherever you download podcasts from. I should be there by now.
Gotcha. Cool. Right on, guys. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and hope you enjoyed the Sage the Rage podcast episode number 4. with Mr. Dan, the man with the real estate plan, Mr. Daniel Buzz, bro. Thanks for being on.
Number four.
We'll see you guys next time.